Anyway, their contention was that the South plays a pivotal role in the national election.
But
whichever party gets the Southern vote is going to win. Of course, the 92 election kind of debunked that theory because Southern vote split, Southern electoral vote split. Now, of course, we know that Bush got the majority as Republicans had been, but Clinton carried in four states, I believe, maybe five, four, I believe, for the United. So their perception there really didn't hold water, that the South could act as a unit and determine that impression.
But until that time, though, it normally
seemed to be working that way, yeah. But it didn't work that way in 92. Kind of like, though, the South elected Jimmy Carter, you know, and the South elected there was another election, I can't even forget. But you're right. In other words, the South has played a pivotal role. If Jimmy Carter had been a Northern Democrat, he would have lost.
Yeah, like he was from Massachusetts.
He'd have lost.
He wouldn't have had...
That's right.
Yeah, and the Southerners would probably deem him as being like an imposter to Southern values if he had said all those things that he said.
So, anyway, yes,
the South... And the fact that his race policies, even, they would discredit him because of those. Because he was from the North, they would look at it like he was from the North and had race policies.
The South had functioned as a bloc.
Okay.
Before. Yes. But, as I say, the 92... punctured a hole a little bit in that theory because it kind of went something over to Bush. But I'm not so sure. I'm thinking, you know, we we're in the middle there of what the Republicans started, not in the middle, probably maybe even toward the end of it, but what the Republicans started predicting that as early as 64, that we are in a realignment that's going to create a Republican majority in the land. And the South, of course, is a vital part of that majority. That could very well come to pass.
I think Republicans are, in my opinion, they changed their face too much.
Very well come to pass.
Yeah. Okay, when talking about education as a political standpoint, what is stressed to voters about that?
Well,
when you want them to get, like, when you're like, I want to be elected because, and this is what you're going to do for education, because some people, like the fundamentalists per se, or the holiness, all the Pentecostal churches, they're like, well, we don't want to learn about specific things. They want to go to places that basically teach you about stuff that you don't really need to know anymore. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, in a way, I do know what you mean. It's a very, very... I don't know, I was talking to some guy this morning there that's running this congressional race
in Jacksonville?
Yeah, for one of these candidates running in Old Browder's district. And they've just gotten like a poll, and they were talking about the number one priority there of these voters is education. I said, we've got to be real careful there, you don't know what that means. Whether they want to cut all the fat in education, whether they want to give more money to education, or whether they believe that, you know, the teachers there ought to have the teacher test there. In other words, you know, Bob James won the first election there saying he was going to be the education governor in 1978, but he didn't tell the voters that he was going to, you know, cut education. A lot of folks voted for Bob because they thought he was going to try to improve education and not...
I have a letter. Let me see if I have it with me.
Cut all the funds, you see, to education. So it's very difficult, you see, to what you probably would need to do. And education there has gotten, as you say, there a very hot issue lately between the fundamentalists and the fundamentalists and religious right. The idea, you see, that you've got to include at least some type of integration between the church and the state. Folks said, and the basically supporters of private education, and these vouchers, you see, and we give money there to to a private school.
Clinton acted that, or was it a...
Clinton basically was for a voucher for public schools.
Okay.
But he's not for a voucher for private schools. In other words, you can take your money and go to any public school you want to. He supported that.
Yeah.
But the Republicans are the, I don't know, religious conservatives, whatever you want to call them, and they are much...
It's not slandering them if you say that, because they'd probably be happy at that.
Well, maybe they would. But they want the voucher to extend to the private school as well. But that's going to be... I'm not sure that debate's going to touch Alabama for a while. You know, basically, Bob James is kind of the titular leader of that group of people, and he doesn't seem to be very interested, well, at least in raising a lot of controversial issues right now. I noticed that he attacked abortion, but he's not forcing a confrontation. He's just basically putting into the Alabama abortion bill some of the various collection of restrictions that are found in other states. I don't see him being confrontational on social issues. I don't see that coming out of, you know, being a big issue in Alabama there for the next few years anyway. But it is in other southern states I know already. You know, I think basically the main issue dealing with education, and Governor James has picked up, we want to make sure that we get quality education at the lowest possible cost. In other words, we don't want to have to pay any more taxes for anything that we get. We're willing to fund the current level funding, but we want more for what we're spending.
Mm-hmm.
We want greater accountability. We want fewer bureaucracies. We want basically a coordination of purpose for the whole secondary school. That seems to be there, rather than any great increase in spending. Use your money more wisely than we're already giving you. So that's basically what I see in the direction of educational issues is going to be. You know, no great big increase in taxes to increase education revenue. That's not that would be good.
Wouldn't be very popular, but I think it would be very purposeful. I think personally,
well,
in my opinion,
it would
be.
I think you might go with the increase in this property tax, as you see.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't object that to increasing the income tax and make it more progressive. You know, a lot of folks don't like the flat tax, but I personally feel that the greater income tax, the bracketing income, you see, that ours is mildly progressive. I think, you know, maybe it goes from maybe the cap is 5%. I don't object to taking much more of that from the upper income group. So I think we could maybe increase the progressivity of income tax plus increase this property tax at the local level. And I certainly don't think that hurt anybody in the government. But it's not popular.
At the local level, you say?
It's not popular anywhere.
Yeah. I know in Pennsylvania we use property taxes to fund education, but it's local, and that's why where I come from in the suburban area of Philadelphia, we had like top of the line, we had Macintosh computers like for every student in an English class, say 30 of them, if they need to go use them. If you got in Philadelphia, they didn't even have like, you know, old IBM Apples from like 1980 in the city because the property down there is only worth, you know, $20,000 a shop,
yeah,
something like that. And
that's right. Well, now see, y'all have a greater disparity than we do. Basically, most of our money comes from the state for education.
Uh-huh.
They have what they call a minimum program fund. And I'm not sure the percentages on this, but a vast portion of the per pupil expenditure in each one of these counties comes from the state. Some of the wealthier counties there supplement the state with the local taxes, sales taxes or property taxes, basically property taxes.
Mm-hmm.
And again, there the wealthier counties spend a lot more there for students, educating individual students, than do the poorer counties. But as the bulk of the money comes from the state, the discrepancy is really not that great. You know, a lot of people make it out to be very great, but it's not nearly as good as it is in Pennsylvania. You see, where the locals provide most of the money. If the locals provided most of the money here in Alabama, there'd be big gulfs between down in Black Belt, Alabama, and in Mountain Brook. But that's not the case.
It's almost like too late to even reform a system like that.
It is, and there's not going to be any more state money, because we already are we're near the top in state contribution. But the local folks not pulling their share. So if we have any, you know, reform, any change, any additional revenue, you know, the general feeling is it needs to come locally.
Nobody wants to do that.
No, because they don't want to pay any more property tax, right, you see.
If any at all.
If any at all.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's not a real... You talk about how wonderful quality education, but you talk about reducing the fat, eliminating fat, you know, and unwise spending in education. You talk about accountability. Folks are totally convinced that the schools have, you know, completely messed up. The teachers are no good, the principals are worthless, and that they need to have some crap beat out of them or something, you know. They don't want to believe any more money is going to help that situation, you see. The voters are very, very wary of people that ask for more money.
Well, I can tell you that I went to a community college up north before I came here, student population there. The mean age was 35, I guess, because they had, you know, non-traditional students and whatnot. But the personalness that I had with the professors that I had wasn't nearly as close as it is down here. And there's more students down here than professors. I'll tell you, I've never had a better education in my whole life. And I had a 2.4 CUM coming down here with 60 credits. And last semester, I got a 3.2. And this is a harder college. It's not like this place is easier, and it's not like, you know what I mean?
I feel the same way you do. I really believe that we do very well for what we spend on education. These schools do pretty well. We write about it, the national average in the student test exam. We spend a lot less.
You know,
but we've got some very fine teachers here. And another thing here, of course, you've got a high black population. And traditionally, they brought the scores down because they, you know, segregate whatever reason they have.
Can I get this off my chest about that?
Yeah, for whatever reason, you've had to spend a lot of time and money to pull the people that were, you know, just neglected for so long, pull them up.
That's exactly it. My standpoint on it, okay? Yeah. The stereotype goes, you know, stupid blacks, whatever, in schools, whatever. It even goes through up north. What I think, you got 1,000 years of Western education coming over to the New World. Right when they had like the first colony in Virginia, they brought slaves over. 1,000 years of education bred into those people's minds, and then you bring Bushmen over here who have not a thought in the world about education, words, you know, or like even a language or the whole way Western society works, and then you have them here for 400 years and they're slaves, they're not educated or taught anything, and then all of a sudden you're like, well, look, we've been denying you everything, you know how to speak English, go out and make your way. What are they going to know how to do? Inherently, what are they going to know how to do? They don't.
Oh, check. Is that all right?
Right. And it's like, you can't blame them. Well, you can only blame yourself.
And you have to work hard if you can change
it. Uh-huh.
And it takes a while and it takes money. But they haven't given us the money to do it. Mm-hmm. But yet we perform very well at the national average on these student test scores. So I think that we're doing pretty well in accountability aspects. We're spending our money pretty well. Because you can't convince the voters of that. They think it's waste.
It's because they can't see it.
Big time.